Please stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, we turn to our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
Well, if you're new to this program, maybe if you started from the beginning with us of today's program, you saw that we have segments. And this segment, we try to get right into the Scriptures. We're going through the Gospel of John. We're going through verse by verse. And that's our encouragement to all who are listening to search the Scriptures daily. You got to read God's Word in order to have an idea of what He has in mind.
Well, if we really believe this is God's Word, which we do.
It will prove itself.
We can prove it, right? Okay. Then what could be more important than to read and heed what God has said?
Amen, Dave. We are in chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, and we're going to pick up with verse 45. Jesus has been addressing the Jewish people, and among them some Jewish leaders, religious leaders, who were not exactly happy with what he had to say. So in verse 45 he says, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not."
Tom, that's one of the most staggering indictments, not just of these people, but of all of us. Mm-hmm. What Jesus is saying is, you would apparently believe anything that I would tell you, any fancy tale, but the one thing you won't face up to is the truth. And you don't like what I say because it's the truth, because the truth is the very last thing you want to hear. Tom, that's a horrible indictment of the human heart.
And Dave, it doesn't make sense. Jesus said earlier, in what, verse 31 or so, 31, 32, that the truth will set them free.
Right. Tom, look, let's just put it in practical math. Look, you and I, we're lousy writers, but we try. And I've just written something. Okay, I'd like you to look it over and tell me what you think about it. I don't want you to tell me how bad it is.
Hey, Dave, I'm writing this month's article, and maybe the next two. Is this for my sake?
Yeah. No, but you know that's in our hearts.
Right.
I'd rather that you would flatter me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the truth hurts. We have that saying. The truth hurts, but it's beneficial.
Right.
No pain, no gain, they say, you know. So Jesus is trying. Well, he's not trying. He is giving them the truth. They don't want to hear it. And just going back over it very quickly for those who haven't been following us, it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. And these are people who supposedly believed he's the Messiah. And yet when he says he wants to set them free, they say, we've never been in bondage to anybody. They're under the heel of Rome. But he's not even talking about that. He wants to set them free from themselves,
right,
from sin that dwells within them. And they don't want to hear that. They want to be set free from the Romans, to whom they say they're not in bondage. But that's the Messiah they're hoping for, on a white horse with a flashing sword leading an army that will chase the Romans out of their country. That's the freedom they're looking for. And Jesus says, that's not what you need. What you need is to get right with God. And basically what Jesus, if you ought to read between the lines, what he's saying is, if you would go back and read your prophets, you would know that it is your disobedience to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that has brought this upon you. It's because you have rebelled against him that you have these problems now, that you're dominated by the Romans and so forth. So he says, look, I'm trying to tell you the truth, guys, and that's the last thing you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And he goes on with that. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me?
Well, Tom, that's such a question. Don't you want the truth? I'm trying to tell you the truth. And that relates to everything we've been talking about on this program. The pagans don't want to know the truth. The Christians tried to force it on them. But isn't this the way it is? In fact, our universities, it's popular to deny there is such a thing as truth.
Right.
Relativism is
They call it postmodernism.
It's the mode of the day.
Yeah.
A denial of absolutes. There are absolutely no absolutes.
Mm-hmm. And that's connected to ecumenism.
Right.
Or as they say in academic circles, ecumenism.
And don't push your truth on me, that's what people say. Or what's true for you, okay, but it's not true for me. I don't think I've ever mentioned on this program, my oldest son is a philosophy professor, and in the introductory philosophy class, one of the things he says to, well, he gives the class a little test. He finds out about 20% of them coming into the class believe that truth is absolute. About 80% believe it's relative. And so he says, look, if you can point out a truth that's true for you and not for me, truth that is true here but not somewhere else in the universe, I'll give you an A in this course, and you don't have to do anything else. He says by the end of the course, he's reversed it. He hasn't convinced everyone, but now about 80% believe truth is absolute, and about 20% still don't. Look, truth is truth. If it's the truth, you can't change it. It doesn't get modernized. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get revised. Jesus said, I am the truth. And Scripture says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you want to know the truth? Do I want to know the truth? Yes. I want to know him who is the truth. Well, don't you know him? Yes, but I want to know him better. And Paul cried out, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. That should be the passion of our hearts. The psalmist said, as the deer pants after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I remember Pascal. He said, I count only two people rational. The man who loves God with all his heart and mind and soul because he has come to know him, or the man who seeks God with all his heart because as yet he doesn't know him, but he seeks him, and he knows God exists. And Jesus said, I am the truth, thy word is truth. And we're studying the Scriptures. This is the word of truth, the Bible says, but these people didn't want to know the truth.
Dave,
that's a tragedy.
Dave, give us a simple as you can, definition of truth, because I know people are confused by that.
Tom, there is an 8-volume, it's a long time since I looked at it, compendium on philosophy. I think it has 3 lines on truth, how to talk about it. You can't give a definition of truth any more than I can give a definition of justice, because justice depends upon God who is just. Truth depends upon God who is the truth. However, the truth, we get enough about it. We talked about it last week, I think. We get enough about it in Scripture. Jesus said in John 14, I'm going away, and I will send you a comforter, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive. And in John 16:13, he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will lead you into all truth. Okay? And he says to the Father, thy word is truth, in his prayer in John 17, keep them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. All right? Now we know that truth is something very special. It sets free. He said, you continue in my word, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. So we know that the truth comes only from the word of truth, God's word. It comes only through the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You have to be born again by the Spirit of God to know the truth of God. It doesn't come through book learning. It doesn't come through education. We're not talking about knowledge. We're not talking about scientific facts. We're talking about the truth, which is Jesus Christ himself, which is contained only in the word of truth and is known only by the inspiration of the Spirit of truth who wrote the word of truth. And it comes to those who are born again of the Spirit of God. Now, that's not a definition. I can't give you a definition of it, but I can tell you what it isn't. And who reveals it? And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says the carnal mind is at enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. You can't know the things of God. The things of God are only revealed by the Holy Spirit. Now, we want to be careful. The gospel, that Christ died, that we're sinners, that we've broken God's laws, that because of that, his judgment is due to come upon us. We all know that. Every human being knows that in his conscience, and that Christ died for our sins, was buried, rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. That's something that every person can believe. And once they believe that, then they're born of the Spirit of God. Then they can get insights into the Word of God. This is why an atheist who's trying to analyze the Bible doesn't get anywhere, because he doesn't know the one who wrote this book.
Mm-hmm. Dave, wouldn't a sort of definition be that it's who God is, what he says, and what he does? Is that too simplistic?
Well, that's fine. The truth about God, but it's not defining truth.
That's, no, but just to get a handle on it. In other words, right. That's the reference. Mm-hmm. Outside of that reference, it's just what man makes up.
That's right. And that's what we want to know, Tom. And that's what we want to study. And this is what we want to talk about to others. Not our ideas, but what God has said.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Books, tapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and other items are just some of the materials we make available for serious students of God's Word. Don't forget about our special offer, a free copy of our new video, Should Christians Be Concerned About Harry Potter? To all new subscribers to our free monthly newsletter. Just mention Search the Scriptures Daily when you call or write. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0532. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Next week, Dave and Tom will continue their series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, In Defense of the Faith, and Does Our Relationship with God Affect Our Prayers? Christian Churches Together in the Good Old USA. We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, how does the prayer of Jabez fit in? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.